Certainly my conscience will serve me to run from this Jew my master. The fiend's at mine elbow and tempts me, saying to me, Gobbo, Lancelot Gobbo, good Lancelot. Or good Gobbo, or good Lancelot Gobbo. Use your legs, take the start, run away. My conscience says,
No, take heed, honest Lancelot, take heed, honest Gobbo, do not run, scorn running with thy heels.
Well, the most courageous fiend bids me pack. Fear, says the fiend, away, says the fiend, for the heaven's sake rouse up a brave mind, says the fiend, and run. Well, my conscience, hanging about the neck of me heart, says very wisely to me,
My honest friend Lancelot, being an honest man's son,
or rather an honest woman's son, for indeed my father did something smack, something grow too, he had a kind of a taste. Well, my conscience says,
Lancelot, budge not.
Budge, says the fiend,
budge not, says my conscience.
Conscience, say I, you counsel well. Fiend, say I, you counsel well. To be ruled by my conscience, I should stay with the Jew my master, who, God bless the mark, is a kind of a devil. And to run away from the Jew, I should be ruled by the fiend, who, saving your reverence, is the devil himself. Certainly the Jew is the very devil incarnal. And in my conscience is but a kind of a hard conscience to offer to counsel me to stay with the Jew. The fiend gives me the more friendly counsel. I will run, fiend. My heels are at your command. I'll run.
Master, young man, you, I pray you, which is the way to Master Jew's?
Oh, heavens, this is my true begotten father, who being more than sand blind, high gravel blind, knoweth me not. I'll try confusions with him.
Master, young gentleman, I pray you, which is the way to Master Jew's?
Turn up on your right hand at the next turning, but at the next turning of all on your left. Marry, at the very next turning, turn of no hand, but turn down indirectly to the Jew's house.
Oh, be God, Shanties, 'twill be a hard way to hit. Can you tell me whether one Lancelot that dwells with him, dwell with him or no?
Talk you of young Master Lancelot?
Oh, no, Master, sir, but a poor man's son. His father, though I say it, is an honest exceeding poor man, and... God be thanked, well to live.
Talk not of Master Lancelot, father, for the young gentleman, according to the fates and destinies and such odd sayings, the sisters three and such branches of learning, is indeed deceased. Or as you would say in plain terms, gone to heaven.
Oh, marry, God forbid, the boy was the very staff of me age, me very prop.
Do I look like a cudgel or an oval post, a staff or a prop? Do you know me, father?
Oh, like the day I know you, not young gentleman, but I pray you, tell me, is my boy, God rest his soul, alive or dead?
Do you not know me, father?
Well, look, sir, I am sand blind, I know you not.
Nay, indeed, if you had your eyes, you might fail of the knowing of me. It's a wise father that knows his own child. Give me a blessing. Pray you. Let's have no more fooling about it, but give me your blessing. I'm Lancelot, your boy that was, your son that is, your child that shall be.
I cannot think you are my son.
Well, I don't know what I shall think of that, but I am Lancelot, the Jew's man.
Hey.
And I'm sure Marjorie, your wife, is my mother.
Oh, her name is Marjorie indeed. I'll be sworn if thou be Lancelot, thou art my own flesh and blood. Oh, Lord, worship might it be. What a beard hast thou got. Thou hast more hair on thy chin than Dobbin my cart horse has on his tail. Lord, how art thou changed. How dost thou and thy master agree? I have brought him a present.
Give him a present? Give him an altar. I'm famished in his service. You may tell every finger I have with me ribs. Father, I'm glad you come. Give me your present to one Master Bassanio, who indeed gives rare new liveries. If I serve him not, I will run as far as God has any ground. Oh, rare fortune. Look, here comes the man. Now to him, Father, for I'm a Jew if I serve the Jew any longer. Well, to him, Father.
God bless your worship.
Gramercy. Wouldst thou walk with me?
Here's my son, sir, a poor boy.
Well, not a poor boy, sir, but the rich Jew's man. that would, sir, as my father shall specify...
He hath a great infection, sir, as one would say to serve...
To be brief, the very truth is that the Jew, having done me wrong, doth cause me, as my father, being, I hope, an old man, shall fruitify unto you.
I have here a dish of doves that I would bestow upon your worship, and my suit is...
In very brief, the suit is impertinent to myself, as your worship shall know, by this honest old man, and though I say, though old
I
man,
yet
poor man, my father, and the
shall I speak for both? What would you?
Serve you, sir.
That is the very defect of the matter, sir.
I know thee well. Thou hast obtained thy suit. Shylock, thy master, spoke with me this day and hath preferred thee. If it be preferment to leave a rich Jew's service to become the follower of so poor a gentleman.
The old proverb is very well parted between my master Shylock and you, sir. You have the grace of God, sir, and he hath enough.
Thou speakst it well. Go, father, with thy son. Take leave of thy old master and inquire my lodging out.
Father, in. I cannot get a service, no. I have ne'er a tongue in my head. Well, if fortune be a woman, she's a good wench for this gear. Father, come. I'll take my leave of the Jew in the twinkling of an eye.
Signor Bassanio!
Gratiano!
I have a suit to you.
You have obtained it.
You must not deny me. I must go with you to Belmont.
Why, then you must. But hear thee, Gratiano. Thou art too wild. Too rude and bold of voice. Oh. Parts that become thee happily enough, and in such eyes as ours, appear not false. But where thou art not known, why, there they show something too liberal. Oh, pray thee, take pain to allay with some cold drops of modesty thy skipping spirit, lest through thy wild behaviour I be misconstrued in the place I go to and lose my hopes.
Signor Bassanio, hear me. If I do not put on a sober habit, talk with respect and swear, but now and then, wear prayer books in my pocket, look demurely, nay more, while grace is saying, hood mine eyes, thus with my hat, and sigh and say, amen. Use all the observance of civility, like one well studied in a sad ostent to please his grandam, never trust me more.
Well, we shall see your bearing.
Nay, but I bar tonight. You shall not gauge me by what we do tonight, for we have friends of purposed merriment, and we will visit you at summertime.